In prior Half-Life games, the flashlight was attached to the player's body, which meant that it always illuminated the world from the same angle, relative to the player's point of view. With tracked hands in VR, we had the opportunity to let players manipulate the flashlight directly, and playtesters reacted very positively to this new freedom. In fact, our earliest implementation of a flashlight in Half-Life Alyx was an object that could be picked up in either hand or even set back down. This allowed the player to put the flashlight down somewhere, providing illumination for themselves while they accomplished another task. Unfortunately, this presented the possibility that a player could leave the flashlight behind, which would have been a game-breaking scenario. Implementing the flashlight as an object that players had to hold also prevented them from holding something else in that hand, which was tedious to manage and simply too punishing of a trade-off. In particular, it meant that weapon reloading was a nightmare, because the player no longer had a free offhand to perform the reload actions. In the end, we settled on a flashlight that attaches to the offhand and turns on and off automatically. This fixes the issues with reloading in the dark, potentially losing the flashlight, and has the nice side effect of not requiring the allocation of a button to toggle the light, which is especially helpful on controllers with fewer buttons. Since the automatic on-off behavior is controlled using level logic, designers could make performance and quality trade-offs in different areas of the game. After all, if a player could turn the flashlight on at any time, the rendering overhead of this shadow-casting light source would have to be accounted for throughout the entire game. On the other hand, if the flashlight is known to be off in a given area, a designer can make use of the resulting rendering headroom by increasing the fidelity of the environment in other ways.